You may not think it is a very great deal of pig, but do not be made the fool. There is no pie like Zana's pig pie. Consume one slice and you will discern for yourself.
That's very looking pig-like.
Oink, oink, Leo.
I still can't believe Mike got you to wear that costume.
It was my choice. I am Mr. Ham.
Jeez, you're really getting into this, Fez.
Have you heard of Zana's Pig Pie's exciting new children's lunch? Every lunch is burdened with savory child-sized servings of our most famous dishes. And each lunch comes with a Mr. Ham toy.
We have toys?
Absolutely. Skillfully carved miniature Mr. Hams.
Where did we get those?
Meek and I made them. Hundreds of them. Thousands of them. I have not slept in days.
Welcome to my world.
Must obtain yours soon, for quantities have a limit.
All right, you come inside. It's time to wrap up for the day.
You are not of the fun.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
We'll be certain to obtain your very own Mr. Ham soon. They make a perfect gift for New Life.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to give everyone. So what's the big deal with New Life anyways?
Big deal? The day after tomorrow begins 5 long, wonderful days, each devoid of work or obligation. The perfect way to end the year and welcome the new, to give thanks for all life has granted us. Are you not inflated, Shay?
Do you mean pumped?
Are you not pumped, Shay?
I suppose. So it's 5 days of New Year's parties?
Oh, no, no. Only the one. All the other days have their own parties. As they say, new hope turns to new joy, bringing new thought before new calm heralds the new year.
So those are all the 5 days?
Exactly. Even nature rejoices with a surge of Odi that brings our crops to fruition. But most immediately is tomorrow's New Hope Eve festival. Have you not yet secured a dancing partner?
No, can't say I have.
Neither have I upon further consideration.
Well,
we should remedy this immediately. Yes.
Well, I guess the reason I haven't given this much thought is that I've done nothing this week but work, research shift, dream of winged monsters, and break up fights between Mike and Catherine.
How is your research going?
I think I have an idea, but I need to roll around in my head a bit more.
Roll this idea towards me. Perhaps I can be of aid.
Fezzer, I'm sorry.
What is it?
Fezzer, it's impossible to take you seriously in that pig suit. The earnest look on your face and the snout.
Well, perhaps you would take me more seriously if I were to tell you that these low, low prices will not last. Act now and you too could...
Okay, you win. But honestly, it's closer to ritual magic than natural.
Speak no more, university minion. I would not desire to be weighted down with your heathen formulae.
You're a wise man, Fesmer. The stupid spell's starting to drive me crazy. I wouldn't wish that on a friend.
But would you wish for stupendous savings?
Starting to reconsider the friend part. I'm going back inside. Still plenty of cleaning up to do.
Cleaning up, you say?
Yeah, quite a lot, actually.
Surely you mean cleaning out! All pies absolutely must go at prices this cheap!
Good lord. I'm going back in.
But wait, I did not inform you of our new valuable menu.
Bueno, Mr. Ham, that is my name. That name again is Mr. Ham.
Only one, Chef. What?
Sorry, Jareth, you startled me.
I could say the same. Are you unwell?
Fine, just a bit high-strung these days. Heading back to university?
Oh, of course.
Wow, you guys are finished cleaning already?
Well, a distinct advantage of volunteering one's labors is that one is not bound by them. Meek and Kaith are cleaning. I have the utmost confidence that they will succeed in this most vital task, even without my aid.
And they'll be so busy fighting that I'll have to do it all. Thanks a lot, Jareth.
You are most welcome, Shay. In all seriousness, I had not intended to be here today, save for all the new business Zana anticipates.
Well, I'd say it's arrived. We've been swamped.
Yes.
Just Mr. Ham.
Fesmer is still wearing the pig costume, I see.
Oh, God. Mike made that up, didn't he?
He looks ridiculous. And more than a little disturbing in that thing. Still, it does seem like the perfect job for him.
You two aren't still angry at each other, are you?
No, I think an accord has been reached.
Good. I'm sorry Mike and Catherine's argument blew out of hand like that.
It was not your doing, Shay. None of us act at our best. It is
Zana's pig
embarrassing.
Pies are so very tasty. Their crusts are so sweet.
Much
and
like
flicky.
That.
Mr. Ham and Zana
a
really
spectacle
really
such as that would have terrified me as a child. Zana's there is no accounting for youth these days.
A bitter old task mage at the ripe age of 25, Jareth.
You kids, get away from my giant pig!
Bitter and old, perhaps, but no longer a task mage.
Wait, really? You got...
Achieved a promotion, yes. I am now a lesser instructor with classes of my own.
Wow, oh my god, Jareth, that's great!
Well, it is merely OD theory, rudimentary at that.
But still, yay!
Correct, yay!
What are your plans for New Life? Celebrating, I bet.
Yes, by planning my classes. Wild night's approach.
Yeah. So, what are you really doing?
planning my classes.
Jareth, I thought people didn't work on New Life.
Typically, I spend this time with my mother and father in my hometown, but this year I have much work to complete.
But still, you have to celebrate at some point. Aren't you going to the dance tomorrow night?
I dance with all the grace of a tall mountain and a strong breeze.
You stand there and slowly erode?
Precisely. Besides which, I have not acquired a dancing partner. It would not do to arrive alone.
Well, don't feel bad. I don't think any of us have a date.
Well, I suppose...
Yeah?
Would you care to accompany me?
Yeah. Okay.
That is exceptional! Alas, I shall not be working at Zana's tomorrow. Too many duties call at university. I could, however, meet you at Archon's house.
No, we still need to get the proper clothes in the afternoon. She said something about a traditional dress. I'll just meet up with you at the town square.
Very well. I shall see you next at the festival.
Okay, see ya.
Farewell, Shay. Pants away.
That was unexpected.
Hey, Kate.
Yes, Meek?
Busy day, huh?
Yeah, I'd say.
It's been getting busier since Mr. Ham made his debut, huh?
Yes, Meek.
Hey, Kate.
What?
I was right and you were wrong.
You are such a child. And I was not wrong. In the long run, this will have a profound impact on their way of life, whether you are capable
Mike and Catherine, fighting!
We aren't fighting.
Yeah, guys, what's left for cleaning?
Kay, Diggy, and I finished most of it.
Wow, really?
Except the windows. They're all yours.
That's really impressive, guys.
Well, we had plenty of time with you chatting up Vesmer and Jer.
So how's that shift spell coming along, Jana?
Well, don't get too excited.
You figured it out?
Almost. Just missing a few nuts and bolts.
Whenever I build something, I always have a bunch of those suckers left over anyway. Manual says you need them, but you never do.
Good thing Sean is doing this and not you.
You're both chronic overachievers. Bet you could just work stupid magic us back right now.
It's a little more complicated than that, unless you want particles of yourself smeared across the universe.
And who doesn't?
Oh, pick me!
Anyway, I don't have much longer to figure it out. It has to be cast within this new life thing during the Odie surge, but I think I'm almost there.
But that's still great, Shauna.
Yeah, definitely. Too bad, though.
About what?
Well, it's just we finally settled in, and now we're leaving.
Oh, I hadn't really thought about it much.
Yeah.
And the Mood Killer Award goes to...
I mean, sure, I'll definitely miss everyone, but I have to get home.
We know.
How's about that dance? The new something festival. We're all going, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Well, hey, that'll be fun. But the talk of the town is that you have to go with someone.
Well, seems I'm going with Jareth. Who are you two going with?
Don't know.
You're going with... Oh, come on, him?
Well, he did ask.
What did I say? First day, or second, whatever. He likes you.
Oh, come on, it's not like that. It was more like an afterthought.
Oh, is that the angle he used? He's a clever stick in the mud. I'll give him that. But I thought he liked Catherine.
Oh, please. That ship sailed. And sank. There were no survivors.
There was a ship?
I don't think he sees me that way.
Sure, he doesn't.
Whatever. Don't believe me. You'll see.
I honestly hope I don't.
Oh, my worker's not working.
Sorry, Zana.
I will be in my office if I am needed.
Oh, busted. Catherine, pass me that broom.
Say the magic word.
Now.
Very good.
Guys, can you finish the windows? I have to talk to Zana.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Finish? She didn't even start.
Hey, Zana, you got a moment?
For you, Shay, certainly.
What are you writing?
Oh, I'm merely adding to my journal. Do you keep one?
I used to have a diary, but I stopped a while ago.
I would strongly advise it. I've dedicated my life to searching for truth. A written account is much more reliable than memory alone. Recording your life makes reflection much easier. Please, sit down. It will be pleasant to relax at Argonani's cabin for the first days of new life. There has been much activity this past week, so much so that I feel I may have been neglecting my employees. In that, I am pleased you are here, Shay. for we have had little opportunity to talk. How are you?
Okay, I guess.
And are you still plagued by your dreams?
Yeah, look, Zana, I wanted to talk to you about that.
As did I. You came to me for guidance yesterday, and I did not give it to you. I apologize.
No, I should be sorry. I'm the one who snapped at you. I mean, we're all adults, more or less, and there's no excuse for getting angry just because someone doesn't have the answers to your problems.
That is not entirely accurate. There was one piece of advice that I could give you, yet I hesitated and failed you.
What do you mean?
Jareth and Vesmer both told you of the significance of the creature in your dreams, yes?
Yeah.
Well, I have seen more of this world than either of them. There are many strange things out there, both wonderful and terrible. And there is often truth behind legends.
I'm not sure I follow.
In your dreams, Shay, you are being pursued, hunted. And the best path I can show you in this case is to flee.
What?
Run. Your dreams portend terrible things. The best thing you can do is to return to Bolsden as fast as you can and never return. If the truth behind your dreams comes to pass, there is nothing I can do to help you. Nothing anyone can do.
So you're telling me I should run away from my problems?
No. I am telling you that you must run away from this problem. You will not be safe here much longer, and if you can find it, your shift cell is the only certain escape.
So it all comes down to that, doesn't it?
Boxum 05 for being unable to give you more heart-tending advice. And I apologize for not telling you sooner. But the thought of you, Kaith, and Meek leaving, it pains me.
Zana.
I suppose I have always had a soft heart for young people in troubled situations.
I may not be able to follow your advice, Zana.
I understand if it is difficult for you to leave, Shay. It will be hard to say goodbye, but you must
not
let...
No, that's not really what I mean, but yeah, that will be rough too. I mean... Okay, you have to promise to keep this a secret, Zana.
Of course.
Draenmer told me I wouldn't be going home, that this is the last home I'll ever know.
The words of Ainorum can have many meanings, Shay.
Well, they were pretty explicit about this.
Shay, do you know why I left the Seekers?
I thought it was because you found your truth.
Not precisely. In a strong sense, Shay, I've never left. My life is still dedicated to truth. But I realize that I know my memories, Shay. Their words may be truth, but memories by their nature cannot be of events that have not happened. I asked my question, and where most would spend their days in contemplation of that one answer, I was not satisfied. That one answer merely raised more questions, whose answers I could not find in a life of quiet study. All my adventures, including the shop, have been in the pursuit of more wisdom, and the more I know, it seems the more that I must still learn. What I am trying to say is that you were given a truth, only one. A time may come when you realize exactly what those words meant, but I can guarantee they do not mean what you suspect. Your future is your own to find.
I hope you're right, Zana. I really do. Chagrindiofai for your advice.
You are most welcome, Shay.
Wonder what'll happen when we get back.
What do you mean?
Well, we've been gone for... like...
50 days.
Almost 2 months. And I missed most of it.
Well, I'll have attendance failures at school. Oh, my GPA.
Which means I probably lost my football scholarship. Not that it really matters, anyway. I'll never play professionally with this leg.
Yeah, what will you do?
Dunno. Find a new running gag, I guess.
Will you move back to Ohio?
Maybe. I don't know. Wouldn't we be missing persons by now?
That's a good point. How do we explain this?
We can't. People'd think we were crazy. Or took video games too seriously. Oh, video games. Man, I miss those.
So we ignore it? We just go on with our lives? How can we-
Hey, Archon.
I would like to wager 5 bars that Fesmer attends the dance in that big costume. What is the trouble?
We might be going home soon.
Oh, well, that is fair tidings, no?
Excuse me, Mike.
She remains displeased with me.
I think she hates everybody at this point. Don't worry about it.
So, Shay is close to finding shift?
Almost, apparently.
I have need to speak with her. Where is she?
She's talking with Zana. You know, girl talk, trying on dresses.
Doubtful.
What? I bet Zana gets down.
Zana is depressed?
No, like getting down with her bad self? Dancing?
Perhaps once Zana was getting down, but the festival is for the young.
Well, ain't that a shame.
I suppose it is. Do you dance, Meek?
Badly, but yes. You?
All that I do is accomplished with subtlety and finesse.
So...
Yes, I dance.
Cool. Wanna go with me? Just as friends, I mean.
Of course, as friends. That is what we are.
You got me there. So that's a yes?
Yes. I would be happy to. Have you knowledge of the dance's customs?
Well, no. But I'm a gifted learner.
Oh?
Yeah, when I try really, really hard.
Only one, Keith.
Oh, hey, Vesmer.
Would you object if I joined you?
No, but if you came looking for a happy conversation, you're barking up the wrong tree. Not like tree bark, but...
Yeah, as a dog barks, I understand. Ah, I have been standing all day. It is swell to get off my swollen dogs. Eh?
Eh, close enough.
What troubles you, Keith?
I don't want to talk about it.
Show enough. So, Keith?
Hmm?
What troubles you?
I said I don't want to talk about it. And you look utterly ridiculous in that pig costume. Why are you still wearing it?
It brings me joy. Who could resist this wooden snout, these velvet ears?
You need some time alone with Mr. Ham?
Perhaps. You are too serious, Keith. While you are still here in Lundy, you might consider enjoying yourself more.
Oh, yeah? Why? Did Shauna make two of those costumes?
Two costumes? A fair notion, Keith.
No.
I will tell you how you will learn to enjoy yourself. Keith, are you prepared for my fathomless wisdom?
You want me to go to the dance with you?
Well, yes.
And that's where you'll show me a good time.
I suppose.
Sure. Why not?
Ah, good. Well, I thought that would be much more difficult.
Wait, are you calling me difficult?
Shay, wake up!
I'm awake.
It certainly does not appear so. You have overslept. We must make great haste with our preparations, or we will be late for the festival.
I'm up. You should have said something earlier. I can't sleep much, so I meditate instead. Not very restful, but... Wait, did I miss work?
Yes, but Zana did not mind. I thought you were asleep, and we were so pleased that you were finally achieving some rest.
Oh man, we've still got to get these traditional clothes for me.
I apologize for not waking you earlier, but...
No, don't worry about it. I'll just rush around until I drop dead, as usual. Marathon runner, that's me. Have you seen my...
On the dresser.
Oh, thanks. I'd better wash up. See you downstairs?
Shay, about the shift spell.
God, you too? All anyone wants to talk about is that stupid spell. I think I may have found a way, but I'm still working on it. Are we good?
What is this way you may have discovered? Tell me about it.
Do you really want to know...
Yes, I am keenly interested.
Fine. Well, used to watch a lot of science fiction, which is like a story about the future. And a lot of them talk about ways to get from place to place instantly. So I thought maybe I could drum up a magical equivalent of that, and then crash, boom, we're back.
An intriguing notion, Shay. What have you determined?
Well, it's kind of simple, really. I just have to fold space.
Fold space?
Yeah. Okay, it's like... Like, this blanket is space, right? And here's point A and here's point B. Far apart, right? And then we fold the blanket and boom, the points are touching.
But space is not a blanket. I am afraid I do not understand. What happens to everything else when you do this? Will it not also be folded?
No, because... Well, I heard Huckabees didn't cover this. I'll just show you, okay? See... That chair.
Yes.
Work stupid magic from here to there. Woozy.
Where did it go?
It's behind you.
That is amazing. And you believe the spell will transport the three of you to Boston?
Well, not yet. I still have to see where I'm sending something. But I'm working on that.
And this is safe. You look unwell.
Just a little nauseous, but that's nothing. The last time I casted, I passed out and woke up a few minutes later with a splitting migraine headache. The surge in Odie has begun, hasn't it?
Yes. Can you feel it?
Yeah. It made the casting a lot easier just now.
But you are absolutely certain that this spell will safely be able to...
I don't know. I'm doing this on my own, you know, and it's the best idea I have. If someone comes up with something better, great, but until then, magical wormholes it is. Hey, Archon?
Yes, Shay?
Can I borrow some eyeshadow?
Of course, Shay.
That's a lot of people.
Do you see them anywhere? Shauna, Archon, we're over here.
Apparently they're over there. Hey, Mike, looking sharp.
You too, Shauna. And Archon. Wow, you look great.
Chagrindy, Mike. You were quite handsome in that Declan on Parne.
Aw, shucks, you flatter me. And your Foyo on Erne are most becoming.
You have been practicing your pronunciation.
Absolutely. Could I interest you in a drink of Ocris Pierula?
An excellent plan. Lead the way.
Well, have fun, you two. Now, where is...
Oliwan, Shay. You look exceptional tonight.
Not half bad yourself, Jareth. How are you?
Quite well. And you?
I'm good. So, a lot of people here.
Yes. This is one of the largest events of the year.
Cool. Hey, if the band is all the way over there, how come the music is so loud?
Oh, do you see those shell-like devices in front of the stage?
Speakers.
Reina Poyen, actually. They're active items that amplify sound.
So speakers.
They were invented for last year's New Hope Festival. It is very exciting, all of the advancements university crafters have made with active items. There are factories outside of Laundi where they create incredible things.
Hmm. So, do you have anything to do with them?
Oh, no, no. Apart from small articles such as your translation pendant, which looks beautiful on you, if I may say, I have little ability as a crafter. Still, it is a fascinating art. My understanding is that there are many items similar to Reina Poyen in your world.
Oh, yeah, everywhere. Most of them are powered by electricity. You know, like lightning.
Harnessing lightning? Fascinating indeed.
Well, it's nothing that amazing. Well, I suppose it kind of is, but still, I don't think it's that big a deal. I mean, it changes the way people live, yeah, but people are pretty much the same wherever you go.
But if you changed the way people live, would they not change also?
In details, maybe, but most of the important things are still the same.
How so?
Well, their emotions are still there. People do stuff out of love or greed or anger or whatever.
So what you're saying is that the nature of people is more important than their...
It seems Jareth and Shay are enjoying each other's company.
Sorry, what was that? I was somewhere else.
Jareth and Shay, they seem to be having fun.
Yeah. It looks like Shauna's starting to go into philosophy. She's got her intellectual discussion face on.
I did not know Shay was interested in philosophy.
Yeah, she doesn't talk about it much, but once she gets going, she can debate all night.
If there's one thing Jareth enjoys, it is a rousing debate. I fear we shall not hear much from them tonight.
So, now what?
Now we have fun. Come, Keith, let us drink and dance and make merry.
I don't really drink or dance... I don't make much merry, either.
Then what do you do for enjoyment? Come now, everybody likes a party, and this is the greatest one of the year. Let us get crunk.
Let us... what?
Crunk it up.
Oh, it's going to be a long night.
Precisely. A long night of crunking. Look over there. Even Meek and Arcana are enjoying themselves. Let us not be the ones to squander our youth. Now, to fun!
Left, right, turn?
No. Right, left, turn. Like this. Right, left, turn.
Right, left, turn.
Good. You shall be a master of the Duca Moran before the night is out. Now, apart, cross, twirl, together.
Like this?
No. You twirl me.
So, right, left, turn, part cross, twirl?
Well, not so fast!
Oh, sorry.
It is Nai-Nai. It can be awkward the first time.
Ha, man. So now what?
We switch.
So you lead?
It is pretty much the same. We just do it backwards.
Even the twirl?
Especially the twirl. Now, take my hands. Let us try this from the top.
So left. No, right. Right, left, turn. Apart, cross, twirl, together.
Perfect. Now switch. Right. Ow!
Sorry.
No, my right. Right, left, turn. Apart, cross, twirl, together. You have it. Now faster. Right, left, turn. Apart, cross, twirl, together. Switch. Right, left, turn. Apart, cross, twirl, together. Switch.
But really, I think it's all about family. Everyone does things in reaction to their parents and their siblings, like Mike and his football.
But would you not say the desire to create and secure a family of one's own is just as important?
In a sense, but how we go about that is influenced by our families. What we've seen growing up sets the standard for how we live.
I am not certain about that. I do love my parents, but I feel I am very different from them.
But you were an only child, right?
Yes.
Well, I think it's a little different for only children. You have these two people and all their focus is directed on you. It can be too much for some people and they have to rebel, like Catherine leaving and coming to Boston.
Or myself coming to Lundy.
See what I mean? I think that only children are a lot more likely to act selfishly. No offense, but it's because they haven't had to share their space. For instance, I have four brothers. With all of us crammed into the same small house, we've had to work together on some basic level, even if we didn't always get along.
But earlier you were saying the environment was less important in nature than how people act.
On an individual level, environment is very important. But on a larger scale, it comes down more to nature. Don't you think so?
Oh, absolutely not. I believe quite the opposite.
Keith, you have barely touched your ochreous pyarula.
I'm sorry, Fesmer, but this really isn't my thing. I don't drink, okay?
You know what your trouble is, Keith?
Oh, please tell me.
You need to relax.
I am relaxed.
No. All these people dancing, they are relaxed. You are sitting. Let us go relax with them. You must learn to have fun.
I have fun.
What was the last thing you did for fun? I hardly ever see you laugh or smile. And this beverage here is a certain path to laughter and smiles.
Fesmer.
Chug, Keith. Drink your smile juice.
Are you drunk already?
Not at all. Merely relaxed. And you should be as well. Chug, 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 chug.
It's pronounced chug.
So he was like, well, isn't that interesting?
Do the walk, Sinchin, do the walk again.
Like this? Well, isn't that interesting?
Oh, Meek, that's the funniest story I have heard in a great while.
It's all true, I swear.
More ochreous pyarula.
Don't mind if I do.
I don't even know why that is so funny.
You don't have to know. It just is. Par ochreous pyarula, Senjen. Chagrin DL5. Keep the chain, Senjen. Here you are, my dude.
Chagrandi, your pronunciation is improving.
Yeah, I've been working on it. I figure if Shauna doesn't get her spell working soon, we'd probably have to be here a while.
Are you anxious to return home, Meek?
I don't know. I guess so. I mean, it's where I belong. But I do like it here. I haven't had so much fun in a very long time.
Well, I enjoy having you here, Meek. Come, it is your turn.
My turn?
To share a dance from Boston.
Oh man, I don't know any dances. Can't even do the electric slide.
The what?
Okay, I've got it. It's really easy, but it's kind of stupid.
Teach me all the same.
Okay, so first, I put my hand up on your hip, when I dip, you dip.
We dip?
Exactly.
And I suppose that is why I have always been so tense in situations like that.
I know exactly what you mean.
Shay, I would like to thank you again for coming with me tonight.
Happy to, Jareth.
And while I am glad for you, it saddens me to think that you will be leaving us soon.
Yeah. Well, there's no guarantee.
Shay, I believe in your ability. If anyone can succeed, it is you. You are an incredible person. In the past weeks, I have seen you realize so much potential, and you have made life better by your very presence.
Thanks. It means a lot coming from you. I'm looking forward to going home, but I am really going to miss it here.
I suppose all that is left is for us to enjoy the time we have together.
Then we should make the most of it.
I agree.
Well, you kissed me.
Absolutely.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that.
Neither was I. And I apologize if in any way you are offended.
Shut up, Jared.
Are you alone, Meek? What is the matter?
Nothing. I just saw something I could have lived without seeing.
Meek? You can tell me.
No, it's no biggie. Sorry, I'm gonna go get something to drink. I'll be back.
Keith, let me tell you something.
You're drunk, Fesmer. Come on, sit down.
I am not drunk. I am relaxed. Can I buy you some more okra spirula? Mother always told me not to let a girl's plate be cleared or her glass emptied.
I'm fine, Fesmer. Sit down.
Can I tell you something?
Sure, fine. Just sit down.
Very well. Catherine, Keith. You know, Catherine, I have always liked you.
Thanks?
No. You do not understand. I like you, Keith.
Okay, I think that's the cue to go home. Come on, drunkie. Let's go find the others.
But I just sat down.
Jareth, wait.
Shay?
Hold on. I'm sorry. Oh my god.
Shay?
No. I can't. No, this can't happen, Jareth. We can't.
I am uncertain as to what you are attempting to say.
I'm saying this is wrong. This is a bad idea. A very, very bad...
Hey, guys.
Hi, Catherine.
Sorry to interrupt, but Fesmer is falling down drunk and I'm ready to go. Mike's ready to split, too.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I'm ready to go, too. Jareth...
Yes, Shay. Of course.
It's funny.
All right, ladies and ladies, this is where Fez and I depart. Guess we'll see y'all in the morning, right?
Yes, we should attempt to leave for the cabin early.
Archon, I had lots of fun.
As did I, Meek.
Thanks.
Hey, Catherine, where are you? Is she okay? Hey, Jareth?
Yes, Shay?
Could you do me a favor and walk with her back to Zana's?
I suppose someone should. Will you be Rana?
Archon and I will be fine. See you in the morning.
Indeed.
Anywho. Fez, shall we?
Zan's big pies are so very tasty. Their crust are so sweet and
great.
Free.
Where's the goat cart when you need one? Lean on me, buddy.
Will he be Rana?
Oh, sure. Oh, oink, oink. Careful with the leaning, boy. Gimp leg.
The earth is pulsing with power.
It's known to do that. You might want to Fireclaw Odie some Excedrin or something. You're going to be one sorry chaos mage come the morning.
What is a chaotic?
Anyway, see y'all tomorrow. We're going up to Targo's cabin, right?
Yeah.
That should be fun. Archon, have a good night.
Night, Mike.
Yep, you too.
Meek, you and Shay and Keith, do you know what your problem is?
I'd say between the three of us, we've got a nice spread of all possible problems.
Specifically, I believe in my own modest estimation, you should all learn to be more fun. I mean, to have more fun.
Booyah.
You are all so serious. Well, you are at least serious, perhaps, if... But if I found myself shifted to Boston one day, I would endeavor to make more fun of it. I mean...
I gotcha. So, how'd it go with Catherine?
Yeah, sometimes you are victorious, other times you are not.
And this was a not kind of night?
Indeed.
Well, sorry to hear that. But I don't know what you see in her, man. She's a raging psychopath most of the time.
I understand her heart. She is very sad and very beautiful. That is all.
I guess.
So, Archon, you and Mike, huh?
And just what are you implying?
Nothing. It just looked like you two were having a lot of fun.
We were indeed. Until the end. Meek seemed upset quite abruptly. I do not understand what happened.
That's just Mike lately. I wouldn't worry about it. Hey.
Yes?
I'm sorry for being testy earlier about the spell. I find myself saying a lot of things I don't mean these days. You've been great putting me up at your parents' house and everything.
You are most welcome, Shay. And for my part, it is good to have pleasant company.
If the spell doesn't work, if I can't get us home, if I fail, I think you, more than anyone else here, understand me. And if I can't ever leave, I just want you to know I'm very grateful to have a friend like you here in Lowndy.
Thank you, Shay.
Sure. So, Archon?
Yes?
You and Mike, huh?
Perhaps.
Ah, I knew it!
Know what? There is nothing to know.
You like him? You want to have like 10,000 of his babies?
I am unable to hear you, for I have covered my ears.
Archon and Mikey,
your mouth is moving, yet no
tree.
Sound is emitted.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First
Shay,
comes love,
mute.
Then
this
comes marriage.
This is most serious. We should
then comes Archon
Zana
the baby cares.
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 10, The Dance, was written by Brandon Crose and John Tanzer, produced by Becky Davis with assistance from Brad Smith. The director of this episode is Brandon Crose. The voice talent includes the following: Becky Davis as Shauna, Alexandria Gist as Catherine, Mike Hunter as Mike, Julia Lunetta as Archon, Christina Milotowicz as Zana, Andrew Schwartz as Fesmer, and Brad Smith as Jared. The audio podcast was edited by John Galufo, mastered by Andrew Schwartz. Original music composed by Tiven Weinstock with additional lyrics provided by Heather McNally. The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Schubert. For more information, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. Second Shift is copyright 2006 Blue Sky Red Design.
Yeah, sure. Oh, no. Apart from small articles such as your translation pendant, which is what I was staring at, if you are wondering, I have...
Drink, Keith! You have hardly touched your... Drink up, Keith. You've barely touched your ochreous pierula.
Righto, Fesmer.